At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Carol, 7 o'clock, don't be late.
Don't you recognize me, Bert? I'm it!
All I've got left are balcony seats.
I'll take them.
All sales are final, no refunds, exchanges, or bad reviews.
Christmas! Ah, humbug! Oh, you're gonna knock them dead tonight, Freddy boy.
Jesus,
hear me, fruity pebbles and apples. Oh, here comes you know who. Yabba dabba fruit, delicious dew. Oh, ho, ho, I'm hungry. Santa, my pebbles.
Your pebbles.
Tis the season to be sharing, Fred.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred. Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast.
It's a wonderful Flintstone.
No, please, no. Please, no. Oh, Lord.
I wish Fruity Pebbles were never made.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles. A fruity punch for your mouth. Five-knuckle shuffle them in your face. Giant flavors smack your taste buds silly. Part of a fruit-alicious complete breakfast. Fruity Pebbles, the job is here.
You run around here looking like a big fat bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
All right, folks, it is day 15. Welcome to Tooncast Beyond, 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me once again is TV's Mr. Neil.
Ho, 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 I'm hungry. This cereal commercial.
Yes, I know. Because people would have heard in the beginning of this that...
so you are going to use that. I don't have to send it to you.
Of course. Well, people would have heard in the beginning of this that not only the commercial, but you would have heard Neil basically pulling It's a Wonderful Life saying he wishes Fruity Pebbles never existed. Mm. So, we're here to talk about A Flintstone Christmas Carol. 1994 was a bad year for the Flintstones, apparently.
Yeah.
The live action.
Pretty much the death knell.
Yeah, the live action movie was better than this.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a close call. We're going to need a photo finish on this one.
All right, so a Flintstones Christmas Carol is basically a Christmas Carol with the Flintstones, but the Flintstones do it in a way of that they're doing a play of the original story. And Fred is going to be Ebenezer Scrooge. Barney's going to be, they call him Cragget. It's supposed to be Cratchit, but whatever.
Yeah.
Mr. Slate's the ghost, not the ghost. Yeah, he's Marley, isn't he? Yeah. He was the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Slate's Marley. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got the ghost of. I'll say, this is what I was. You wouldn't have heard it, folks. But what is so funny to me is the ghost of Christmas Present in this. It's Papa Q Bear from the Berenstain Bears. I'm like, where have I heard that voice before? Where have I? And I looked at the name, and I'm like, okay, Brian Cummings. And then I had to look at I had to actually go to the Papa Q Bear IMDb page for the character to see how many other people voiced him. And Brian was pretty much the one that voiced him the most. So that's one of the reasons why I noticed the voice. I'm like, why is Papa Q Bear being the ghost of Christmas Present? John Rhys-Davies is the voice of Charles Brickens.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay. I'm like, this sounds so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Apparently Maurice LaMarche has additional voices on this. It doesn't say who he voices, but he also has additional voices. Minnie Mouse plays Pebbles Flintstone. Rusty Taylor plays Pebbles.
Oh, yeah.
BJ Ward was Betty in this, so it was,
Scarlet.
Scarlet. All right, you want to pull a G.I. Joe reference? I'm gonna, pull a Lion Force reference and say Princess Allura.
Oh.
And of course, Barney Rubble and Dino, Frank Welker. I miss Mel. I know this was 94. Yeah. I know Mel was gone by now, but I don't know. I think Mel's Barney was a little bit better than Frank's, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, Frank, he was pretty close, but yeah, there's definitely something missing.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing with Dino, as much as Frank, as talented as Frank Welker is and as talented as Mel Blanc was, they both can do a great dog. I mean, there's not really a lot of room for a Dino Bark impressionism. I mean, it's pretty much, you listen back and you mimic it. Gene Vanderpyle as the voice of Wilma and Henry Corden as the voice of Fred Flintstone. Correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Henry kind of a stickler a lot of times in the Flint? What wasn't he is an actor. I heard a story from, I think it was from April Winchell on Rob Paulson's Talking in Tunes, that apparently Henry was, it's all about me, or he said something to her that just rubbed her the wrong way. It was one of those upper crust actor moments, I guess.
So basically this cartoon is very meta because it's all about how Fred is playing Scrooge, but is also like a real life Scrooge, and apparently so is Henry Corden.
Poor Henry. Oh boy.
Yeah. Speaking of the voice cast, this is kind of the end of an era. This is like the last Flintstones production of any kind that really had any semblance of the original cast. I mean, I know most of them were dead by this point, but oh my God! Not Dawes Butler. He's dead.
Don Messick as Bam Bam.
Don Messick returning as Bam Bam, and then Gene Vanderpyle as Wilma. The last time either of those two would play those parts.
Yep.
And that really caught me off guard. I'm like, oh my God, that's Don Messick when I heard his voice for the first time.
And I mean, really, Fred. At that point, Henry was probably the main voice that everybody remembers.
Oh yeah,
for the most part, I would say.
And he was even in the original series. I mean, he played parts, but he most famously for me is he played the neighbor Loud Rock. And there's a scene where he and and Fred are yelling at each other. And if you close your eyes, you can hear new Fred yelling at old Fred.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So as everyone knows, the first Fred Flintstone was Alan Reed.
Yeah.
Obviously. He was, you know, from the inception of the show in 66 or 65 to about 1972. 1972 is when Henry kind of took over.
Yeah.
Fred Flintstone and Friends. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1972 is the last time Alan Reed played Fred. And then they took, I guess, 5 years off or so or whatever. And 1977 is when Henry started, according to the Fred Flintstone Wikipedia or IMDb page. And he played Fred up until his death, I think, pretty much.
Yeah, he wasn't doing any of the cartoons, but he was doing the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Well, it changes the last time... The last time Henry played Fred was the Jetsons Meet the Flintstones. Before... before this...
There were many Flintstones cartoons between that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because
there was even a Christmas special the year before.
Yeah, they change it. Fred varied at times because, you know, eventually Scott Menville would play him in the Flintstones Kids, obviously. Of course, you couldn't have Henry Corden do that. But yeah, I mean, Henry did play him more and more. And then, you know, on Family Guy, because it's Family Guy, it was Jeff Bergman. I'm kind of glad.
Jeff Bergman is like the de facto Fred now, just because he does Alan Reed so well. In fact, I think he does both. I think he does both versions of Fred, which is wild to me that anyone can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So this one here, as we said, is... they're putting on A Christmas Carol. Fred is playing Scrooge, and basically Fred is all up in the holly rock of it all, and he wants to be a big star, and, you know, he basically loses his way and doesn't care about the family, forgets about Pebbles, so Barney has to pick her up with Bam Bam, forgets about the Christmas gifts, and it basically mirrors Scrooge and... All the while, they never really... Okay, what I wanted to know was, who the hell started the bedrock bug? Like, seriously? Really? Because part of this is they have a 24-hour bedrock bug that's going around. And it's taking out all of the actors, and all the other actors in the play. So, meaning Wilma has to go and do everything. So she's the stage manager, she's the costume designer, she eventually plays Belle, and I think for me, I almost wish that they wouldn't have broken character. I understand why they had to, because Fred's like, Wilma, what are you doing here? And then they mention the whole bedrock bug thing that somebody else came down with it, and she just goes on with the role.
That didn't bug me so much that they were kind of whispering to each other, but like other parts of the production, they were Fred would say something like, Wilma, I mean Belle. It's like,
yeah.
no one in the crowd heard that.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I like this, I do, but it's... If I was to take Bah Humduck, It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, and A Flintstones Christmas Carol, even though the Flintstones have the most longevity... Okay, Looney Tunes has longevity, but at that point, you know, they're trying to do something in the now. I'd probably still have to put Bah Humduck first, Tiny Toons second, and this third. I enjoyed this. I thought it was great. It's something that I'll probably never watch again for another 10 years or so. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's kind of, it's like I said, this is kind of the end of an era, so it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of sad to see the Flintstones go out like this. I mean, this, and more importantly, the live action film kind of was the death knell of the Flintstones for a long time. So yeah, like this is the last time that like the original version of the characters ever appeared, and then like the next the next one after this was like Flintstones on the Rocks, which was like way different.
Well, wasn't it Viva Rock Vegas or something? Wasn't that,
that was the sequel to the
live action.
Yeah. Flintstones on the Rocks was like the Genndy Tartakovsky.
Okay.
Which was trying to mimic the original first season of the series. Mm-hmm. And it did a pretty decent job, I think.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know. When it comes to Tartakovsky, some things that he's done I like, some things that he's done I just, I'm indifferent to them, I guess. I know that a few years ago, and I think talk of this has died down, thank God. But at one point a few years ago, I could have sworn I heard rumors of Seth MacFarlane saying he wants to bring back...
Oh my God.
...the Flintstones.
That would be wrong on so many levels, just because, A, I don't want to see the Flintstones in the Family Guy style, and B, I don't want to see the Flintstones making contemporary political jokes. I mean, I like my cartoons apolitical. I don't want that. I don't want Trump jokes in my Flintstones. Don't do it.
It sucks being right.
Yeah.
It only took him 15 years.
Yeah.
It's a Simpsons joke, folks.
Yeah.
All right. What would you give a Flintstones Christmas Carol 0 to 5?
I'll give it a 2.5. It was okay.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3. Frank as Barney was—he's no Mel, but he was okay. He was good as Barney. I enjoyed Frank as Barney. As far as the execution of the whole thing and the way the whole plot came about, that's one of the reasons why I'm only giving it a 3, because it's kind of a middle ground for me. It's not horrible, but at the same time. Just the whole mirroring of Fred's real life to his, you know, play life, it just, I don't know, it was a little strange for me.
Yeah, and, like, the stuff like the ghost scenes, it's like, I'm like, okay, this is getting weird. They're like, half invisible. Is this what the audience is seeing, or are we doing some weird meta thing again?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the ghost scenes were funny because you would have Fred acting as Scrooge in life, mm-hmm. and then they would turn him into a ghost.
Would even do jokes about him being a ghost, and like it's like, how is this working into the play? I don't get this. I don't know. Cartoon logic, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, we're gonna get the heck out of here. Where can people find you online, sir?
TheCN.com, superhero webcomic, same as last time because we just recorded this on the same night. I mean, oops.
Don't say that, damn it. I have to... You ass!
Okay.
All right, so... Shut up. Okay. Just shut up. Wait for the cue, damn it. Where can the people find you online?
TheCN, superhero webcomic, coming to an internet near you sometime. And P. Lynn Bailey on Twitter.
All right, you can find me at TFGU and Mike on Twitter. You can find the show, TuneCast Beyond, at TuneCast Beyond on Twitter. Also follow at GeekCastRio for all of the network updates. Coming up over the next 2 days, folks, 16, 17, and 18, we've got Disney and superheroes. Day 16, tomorrow, my buddy Doug Abel joins me for Buzz Lightyear of Star Command's Holiday Time. And then Steve Megatron returns to talk about Batman the Animated Series, Christmas with the Joker, and Holiday Nights. And then Steve returns again on day 18 for Justice League's Comfort and Joy. So that's what's coming up in the next 3 days here on 25 Days of TuneCast Beyond Christmas. You got any Pebbles jokes you want to close this with?
No, I don't.
Bad cereal. Bad cereal.
Calling Buzz Lightyear! The galaxy's greatest hero. Skilled, courageous, and ever vigilant. Leaping into action, Buzz Lightyear hurtles to the rescue. His ongoing mission, to protect the universe from the dark forces of evil. These are the adventures of Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
You sure have the spirit of the season, XR.
I don't get this holiday stuff. I spend 10 unibucks on you. You spend 10 on me. Why don't we all just keep our money?
It's about the giving.
Then give it all to me.